LessDoing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. LessDoing.com. My go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. This is episode 401. Today, I want to talk about decision making. Now, most entrepreneurs lack a system for making effective decisions. They believe that it's an innate skill, but most allow the sheer volume of decisions they have to make in a day overwhelm them or derail their productivity. Now, the truth is that you are the bottleneck in your business if your decision making isn't fast, informed, or precise. So I want you to rate yourself, and I want you to draw a timeline and number it from 1 to 10. I'll wait. Ready? How would you rate yourself and your key leaders as effective decision makers? If you're from 1 to 3, you're saying that our decision making is paralyzed. We regularly face backlogs and bottlenecks because of our indecision. If you're in the 4 to 6 range, you're saying that our decision-making is hobbled. We generally move things forward, but it takes way too much time, effort, and discussion. Progress is constantly starting and stopping. If you're 7 to 9, that means that our decision-making is steady. We move forward slowly, but consistently. And if any of you happen to be a 10, that's saying that we are powerful decision makers, progress is always consistent, and purposeful. So think about what you are for you and or your company. If you're anything less than a 10, then that means that there's room for improvement, and I've rarely seen people rate themselves as a 10 in this category. This is one of many things in our lives where we just assume that we know how to do it. Decision-making is something that we do. We've always done it. So why would we need a system in place? Because unfortunately, when we're presented with most decisions, especially entrepreneurs, we see the 50 different possibilities of how we can handle it. What if I do it this way? What if I do it this way, then this way? Or what if I do it that way, but then it doesn't work? And we can lead ourselves down a very, very deep rabbit hole. The truth is, you only need 3 decisions for 99% of the decisions that will come your way, and that is for your initial approach to them. We use these 3 decisions as a way of teaching inbox zero. Because if you think about it, the email inbox is a unique and unusual circumstance where you're presented with the opportunity to make thousands of decisions in a given day. Most research tells us that the average human being has about 24 good decisions in them in a day, which many of you make before you get out of bed in the morning. So how can we possibly hope to go through email in an effective way if we've used up all of our decision-making power already? We need to have a system. We need to have a structure that we can follow in times of crisis so that we don't have to think about it and it becomes almost automatic. So the 3 D's, as it relates to email and everything else that you do, are delete, deal with, and defer. So that first one, delete, is the same as saying no. We need to be better at saying no to things in general. And sometimes you can just say no. It's not something that you can do now or ever. The second D is to deal with it. If it's something that you can deal with right now, like in the next 3 minutes, then you've got to deal with it right now, because there is no magical land in the future where you're going to have these wonderfully clear and calm times that you can make these decisions to make these things happen. And we delude ourselves by the gap between how long it takes to do something versus how long it takes to get it done. You might say that something's just going to take you a minute, but if it takes you 4 days to get to it, how long did it really take? Now, delegating can count as dealing with it, because if you delegate effectively, you have dealt with it. You're done in that moment. The third D is to defer it, which is to say we take an active decision that there is a better time and place for us to do this particular kind of thing, and that is when I'm going to address it. And we use tools at our disposal to bring those things to our attention only at that time and at no other time. That three decision matrix has taken me through some of the hardest decisions in my business and allowed me to keep going and focus on what I need to. Because ultimately, if you're not making decisions in an effective manner, you are creating a bottleneck in your business and you will become the limiting factor to its growth. So what happens next, you may be asking? Well, whenever you're ready, here are four ways I can help you grow your business and get back your time. One, join our free Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder. The second is to get our free Replaceable Founder mini course. The third one is to come to our next one-day Replaceable Founder workshop in New York City. And lastly, you could apply to my Less Doing Leaders program. Simply send an email to oao@lessdoing.com, and through the magic of automation and some very human beings, we'll get you going in the right lane on the road to replaceability.